I am honored to introduce to you today Grace Delaney, a mother, a champion of adoption as a life-giving alternative to abortion, a founder and CEO of the Agnus Dei Foundation and the Lamb of God Ministry, which creates loving, nurturing homes for young pregnant women who wish to consider adoption. I give you Grace Delaney.
Thank you, sister. How appropriate that as the founder of the Agnus Dei Foundation, I'm introduced by Sister Agnes. I'm honored and humbled to be addressing you today. Over a year ago, when Dolores and Eva asked me to speak at this Walk for Life, we had no idea that the DC March for Life had chosen adoption as their theme for 2014. Who was at the DC March? Any of you braved the snowstorms? Awesome, thank you. We're having the opposite weather here, aren't we? So that march teed it up nicely for me. And I'm here today to share the message that to be truly pro-life, we must be pro-adoption. Studies show that most women believe that they are taking the life of their child when they have an abortion. That cannot be good for society. It means over 56 million women, in our country are living lives fraught with guilt, shame, and regret. And in their minds, the only alternative that they saw to abortion was to parent their child, and they did not feel capable of that responsibility. This is why the theme of this walk is Abortion Hurts Women. Through sharing my story today, I hope to open your hearts and your minds to a solution to the hurt. We want to have a new message, a positive message moving forward. And I want to help you to understand that adoption heals women. Abortion hurts women. Adoption heals women. Adoption needs to be offered, explained, and even encouraged to young women in crisis pregnancies. Sometimes workers are feeling like they can't ask a girl to make that choice. But these girls are desperately looking for solutions. And as workers in the pro-life vineyard, we owe it to them to offer this beautiful and positive solution. To be pro-adoption, we really need to understand adoption today and not rely on the perceptions of adoption from the days when that option was often coerced and even cloaked in secrecy and shame. How often have we either thought or heard, "I could never give my baby away," not knowing if they were okay? Some even add, "I could have an abortion, but I could never have a baby and give it up for adoption." People even have the gall sometimes to accuse girls who are thinking about adoption of being selfish. I'd like to know how carrying a baby for 9 months of pregnancy and going through childbirth and ending up with empty arms at the end of it could ever be considered selfish.